All right.
Well,
guys, I'm now going to call this special meeting of the June 15, 2015 to order. Roll call, please. Sorry, I just took a bite. I didn't ask you if you were ready. Sorry.
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Mr. Pleasant?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Vine?
Here.
Here with nothing in my mouth.
Okay. So, the purpose of our meeting tonight, we have a couple different things that I thought it was important that we talk about. Number one, we did spend a lot of time at the beginning of this past year talking about some goals, talking about the district strategic plan, and so we created our work plan, and I thought it would be important for us to kind of take a look at that, see how we feel we've done, and talk about revisions for next year. So, with that, in your packet, you've got several copies. The first one has, let's see, we'll get it in order here. The one that we should start on is the one that says Board Operation Goals. So the Board Operation Goals is what is board policy. That's been in there, I don't know how long, a long time. And so, that's pretty general, but it gives us a good idea, kind of a nice reminder of what our purpose is as a board. And then behind that is our work plan for the year. So, I just wanted to take some time to look through there. And again, we've got a couple of these items had some completion dates in there. Some of them are continuous, but just wanted to start having some discussion about, you know, were these realistic? Where do we need to make some changes, or what do we think we've done well, and where do we think we need to do a better job? So, I guess we can just kind of start with the first one, with the goal one. Unless somebody has another suggestion. I mean, you know, some of these things, I guess maybe I'll back up a little bit, because I do think that maybe hearing some comments from the newer board members as far as what you felt you've learned since you've been on the board now, and do you have a better understanding of what our role is as a board member? Any comments?
Yeah, and I think there's a learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you and I talked about it, that the second year obviously feels more comfortable than the first.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that applies to us as board members, interacting with, we've had our share of unique problem solving, but that's part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the sessions that are offered at these big meetings, it was like the first time around I could have gone to any of them and learned.
Yes.
And now, like the third or fourth time around, I'm seeing the same ones kind of recur, and don't feel like I need to go back, and I think I might need to work a little differently to continue to learn than I did the first year.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't expecting that. It seemed like there was so much offered the first couple of times, I thought, well, this will be a good way to keep learning indefinitely.
Right.
I know that for me, you know, I knew that the image of a board member coming in and doing, you know, having a lot of hands-on activity and being able to make significant change here and there in the district was not reality.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the thing that has impressed me is how much the board relies on the treasurer and the superintendent to really manage those things and to do a good job. And I think it reinforced good communication. You know, things, you need to be aware of things just so that you can begin to develop an idea, as I told people, you know, in case at some point I'm asked to make a decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm still learning too.
Oh my
you know,
gosh.
And it's just kind of, it is interesting over time to change that view of like down in the, where things are happening mm-hmm. to just over top and kind of overarching, looking at the direction of the district and
but what's really nice now is having the people in place that mm-hmm. we don't have to go something's not right. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, just having
right.
that sense of unity now is, I think, is huge. I just think it's huge. Mm-hmm. And I think that we, like, being able to say to people now, and I feel so much more comfortable now doing this, this is the steps you have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad you came to me. I really can't offer you any advice,
mm-hmm.
But I can tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, how you need to go about it and blah. And amazing enough to find out that people really appreciate that because they really
mm-hmm.
don't know
right.
that ultimately they can get to Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you want to start at this level first, but ultimately you have access to her,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that learning process was huge for me of learning how to direct people to get to
right.
Answers.
Right.
You know, and I feel so much more comfortable with that now.
Mm-hmm. I guess, with our district strategic plan, are you guys doing much tweaking of that, or did you guys talk about that at all at your
No, we're
admin?
Pushing forward with.
Okay. Sticking with
goals,
it.
So
yep. Okay.
I have about 8 binders on my table of our mm-hmm. completed work for this year.
Right.
And
wow.
then principals are working this summer to look at where. You know,
right.
either they didn't get as far as they wanted this
right.
year, or maybe things didn't go quite the way they planned, or
mm-hmm.
They want to go off, you know, in a different direction. So
mm-hmm.
they're working on that over the summer.
Okay, good. Well, with all of those comments, again, I think, you know, I think it makes sense to let's just go through this and kind of look at what some of our goals were. And say, you know, decide, are these valid goals? Should we just continue with it,
okay.
that? Or are some of these not realistic?
Okay.
Or if you have other ideas, you know, things that, ways that you think as a board we can impact, which I'll only say one other thing, because I think OSBA just sent out an email recently asking for somebody to be, they're looking for a board member to be part of their SALT, which is Student Achievement Leadership Team. And, you know, I thought, well, that, if we had a retired person that wasn't already involved in a bunch of other things that wanted to be involved in that, you know, I thought, well, that would be kind of cool. And I'm not.
Is there a hint in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's being hinted?
Well, I think we have one retired person on our board right now.
Oh, he's like, okay, go ahead and throw me under the bus, Sue. That's
yes.
good.
No. I mean, no, I'm not, and I know I am not suggesting that to, because you're actively involved with the legislative piece, you know. But when I saw that, you know, I thought, well, if I were retired, I would want to be a part of that.
Well,
just
and,
you know,
yeah,
and I wasn't doing
as,
a lot of
as,
other things.
As
so.
Things come up,
yeah.
I look at them and say, okay,
yeah.
is that something that I really have the interest in? But then, you know, more importantly, do I have the time
exactly.
to do it?
Right.
And besides this, I've got a couple of other
things I
do.
I know, yeah. I mean, it's for those people that don't have grandkids, that are, you know, that's their whole life in school board.
Health insurance issues.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I guess it made me think about the whole idea of what can a board do to help improve student leader or student achievement,
yeah.
you know, because really that's our number one goal. So then I'll stop blabbing and we can actually go through this.
I have a thought about this one. That mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with the goal. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with the objective or even mm-hmm. the notes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking more about the action steps.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's so many things going on in the district at the administrative and the teaching level.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is, well, what could a board
right.
actually contribute to that? And one thing does come to mind, which is this whole thing about testing, and because I do feel like I'm getting the message from lots of different places that there's too much testing,
mm-hmm.
and it is detrimental to student learning. It really
mm-hmm.
is, paradoxically,
mm-hmm.
okay? And but it's also the kind of issue that needs to be worked out sort of at the state level And I think that may be where a board of education could come in, because we're, mm-hmm. you know, I have some sort of standing to speak to the people who might actually make changes that could allow the testing to get back closer to something reasonable.
You know, aren't they already working on that, Diane?
Yeah, and we'll see how everything flushes out. But the last thing I saw is they're moving to one testing window as opposed to what we had this year, where we had multiple testing windows from about February to May. Somebody was testing something. So there'll be one testing window, but I know there's some parts of that still in legislation. There's now House Bill, I think it's 212. I might have the number off, where they're trying to alleviate Common Core again. Dorothy Planta just sent that out to us for feedback, which also has testing implications embedded in it as well. So everyone kind of has their own angle. It also has K-12 foreign language. It also has all kinds of other, what I would call unfunded mandates. We're not going to get more money to hire a K-6 Spanish teacher. So those are all things that we're kind of keeping our eye on as well. And I can send you that.
Well, that would be an action step, is for us to monitor those things and to essentially lobby or other ways of interacting.
Right.
You know, that makes sense with trying to, I don't know, help steer these legislations into a direction that actually helps the students. You know, this Common Core thing is interesting, because it's not, if it was cut, it wouldn't actually be a problem if you could keep all the curriculum and so on. It's these states that have gone towards, we're cutting Common Core, and we're not going to allow you to have standards, anything like it.
That's what 212 is.
Then you're really stuck. Yeah. Then you're kind of starting over again.
And then the whole staff has to be retrained. Then new books.
And the cost, right. All of that kind of stuff. I think like what Todd has done with TPP has been really helpful as a board member, to have those, you know, little grassroots letters or kind of give you a guideline of the information to share with our legislators. And
yeah, those are really helpful.
Yeah, because, I mean, the last thing I want to do as a board member is to send something out with information that's not accurate. You know, so, and I don't, you know, we're not the experts here, so.
Right.
I think that's a nice nice action item idea.
And I just sent you that link.
Okay, thank you.
But I don't mean to skip over the goals, objectives, and the notes. I just think that they're all fine. I mean, the first goal is one of the district strategic plan goals, so I think it needs to stay.
And that's what, we decided to make our work plan based on the district strategic plan. So as long as they're not changing it, I think you're exactly right. Keep the goals and objectives the same, but just look at these action steps. Okay. You want to move on to the next one?
Did we meet that targeted completion date, June 2015?
Wait a second, what was that? Develop guidelines regarding job-embedded meaningful professional development. I'm not really sure what that means at this point now. You know, I'd be totally honest. I think we had talked about, we talked down here, number of hours per grading period, promote in-house professional development, promote collaboration with neighboring and or best practice districts. So, probably to get to that develop guidelines, I'm saying that we would have to track some data or something.
We would have done something.
Well, so I think that that's probably not a realistic thing to say, that we would develop guidelines.
Okay.
I always notice in the building notes, there's always information about professional development in there. And so I think just monitoring is maybe more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Monitoring the professional development kind
provide
of stuff.
Support.
Yeah. I mean, maybe even like looking down there at the notes, instead of saying number of hours per grading period, if you look at the bottom part there, promoting in-house PD, promote collaboration with neighboring and or best districts. I mean, I think that promote and or support.
And I think back this year, Todd and his staff have worked real hard with the buildings throughout the district to provide training in terms of procedures that streamline and the handling of money and ordering and paying bills and all those kinds of things. And I guess if we had a hand in that, it was supporting his decisions in terms of how to organize and the hiring and so forth of people that would allow him to be able to do that. So I think there are things like that that we've done and that we've had a direct, as a board, we've taken an action that has resulted in something like that.
Okay. I mean, so I would say that just changing a targeted completion date, making it, I mean, I think the majority of these are just going to be continuous, you know? I mean, I don't know that there's that many things as a board that we have deadlines for other than, I don't know, approving contracts or, you know, things like that.
And the thing of it is, the professional development, that's more Diane's.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, she does
and
that
principals.
With the,
right.
the principals and stuff.
Right.
So really, I'm not sure that we should be.
I think it started off by the idea of being supportive of.
Yes, right.
Right, supportive of professional
development.
And that's
why we added it to the principal's building report, because that was something we didn't report out before.
Right.
So that you could get a sense for what was happening on an ongoing basis.
So maybe just put in the word support.
Take away that develop guidelines.
Right.
And
because
put in there
we
support.
Really don't.
Support and promote.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Everyone good with that?
In the area of focus, the meeting planning.
Oh, and you know what? And yes, and I actually talked to Diane a little bit about this today, because when I looked at that, and I mean, we talked about it several times over the spring, and I just, you know, pretty soon I'm like, it's just more than I wanted to take on, and again, one of those realistic things.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thought that I had last night or this morning, I can't remember what, was that, and this kind of stems from some conversations about the pedestrian bridge. You know, we have a family that has met with us several times, and Mr. Kaltreiter, I think he's going to probably be at our meeting this month, maybe next month, maybe the following month. And he, you know, he wants to have some conversation. He wants some public conversation. And it just got me thinking, well, you know, one of our, if you look back at the top sheet here, you know, maintain effective communication with the school community, the staff, and the students in order to maintain awareness of attitudes, opinions, desires, and ideas. So I thought, well, maybe instead of doing something like a summit meeting with other boards, would we consider having little forums 2-3 times a year and have a couple board members be willing to, and I thought about this later, maybe even tie it into some PTO meetings at the elementary level, where board members go and say, hey, guys, you know, if you've got some things you want to talk about, some concerns, some questions that you would want to ask board members, we're here. I mean, we couldn't do it with all 5 board members, but it would be a way to get out there and just,
my only thing with that is you're going to get bombarded with questions that are going to take away from any PTO meeting or anything else.
So
we can't answer them anyway.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of almost like a false sense of, because when they back you into a wall, you're going to say, well, I can't answer that. You're going to have to go through these steps, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I think that we're kind of maybe dissuading people away from coming to the board meetings.
Uh-huh.
If they think they can do it there, then they don't come.
Right.
You know,
I guess the only, like, this forum would be something where you could have a conversation versus at the board meetings when they come and do public participation. It's really not a conversation, you know. I mean, that's not the purpose of the public participation at a board meeting, because those are our business meetings. So just a thought, you know, kind of like a coffee. And it wouldn't have to be linked in with PTO meetings. And there could be, it could be one of those things where you offer them and nobody shows up.
Right.
You know?
Would they be open or would they be focused? Let's say, for instance, that this thing about the footbridge
right.
doesn't sort of go away,
mm-hmm.
either because people don't want it to go away or because there actually will be problems in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I actually expect that there won't be, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have a forum or whatever you call it, specifically
right.
for parents who want to talk to the board members about it.
Right.
Or would it just be an open thing where it's like, come and talk about whatever's on your mind?
Well, I mean, my thought about this one with our work plan was to be more of an open forum, you know. However, that there's a good chance, I think, we are going to have a pedestrian bridge forum that would just have one or two board members there. It's kind of...
My recommendation was... for the families who are concerned to organize a meeting to invite us mm-hmm. to, not to hold a open forum. And that we only have two families that we've really heard from on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that doesn't warrant...
The Colt Riders and then...
Yeah.
One other.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How to answer. Mm-hmm. So the idea really would be, and we found that to be pretty effective when we were running levy campaigns,
mm-hmm.
is to, you know, actually sit down with them and their house and have conversation. And we may not leave on the same page, but at least we've been able to open the door and communicate with those people who... are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in the levy, we said, you know, invite 25 people over. We're coming at this time, you know. And you may get, you know, 15 of the 25.
Right.
And that's what we said. Obviously, no one is at this point reaching out to us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are reaching out to you, if you would invite them over, we'll come, have mm-hmm. the conversation, and see what we can come up with.
Right. And again, just the thing to remember with those is that it said it would not be all five board members.
Right.
Right. It would be mm-hmm. myself and...
If it was all five, then it'd have to be announced as a...
As a meeting. Public meeting.
But if it was two or less?
Yes.
It wouldn't, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was glad to see the article in the paper about the city putting cameras
mm-hmm.
on there, because the more I have thought about it since the board meeting,
mm-hmm.
the bridge is the city's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so issues of safety,
mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. You know, fall.
It's 24/7.
Yeah,
it's not just right.
You know, right. It's just not the school shoes in it.
It falls
right.
more to the city than to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a responsibility and a role
mm-hmm.
in terms of trying to work with families and work with the city
mm-hmm.
to try to make sure that people have safe passage to and from school. I remember he commented that one of his daughter's friends said that the bridge wiggled.
Okay, so going back to forums and stuff, I'm just throwing that out, and that's something we can, you know, if we think that's a way we want to move, then we'll have more conversation. But other than that, if you go back down there to those areas of focus, I'm going to take that summit meeting off. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. On the next one, maximize. So again, I think I agree with your comments about some of those OSBA things. You know, after a while, you go there and you're like, okay, I've been to this one a couple times.
Is there anything that I'm missing out there for that kind of continuing education sort of?
Oh, you know, I think sometimes reading, like, we get so many emails, but that briefcase,
yeah.
sometimes there's some interesting articles in there, and I think they'll have some tips, some ideas for boards.
That's Jeff Chambers, isn't it? Or no, he's a separate one.
Yeah, that's another one. There's a bunch of them. But, you know, I guess that would be my suggestion. You know, we get the magazine, we get the emails with the briefcase. And so, if you can, I know it's hard to read everything, but You know, if you read something and it catches your fancy and you think it's something that would be worthwhile to share with the board, bring it to a meeting.
One thing cool. She's on top of every neutron there is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just like our STEM school and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I say, yep. You know, Diane's so far ahead of us, you know.
Well,
knowing what the trends are and knowing what's coming and, you know.
Yeah.
I think these, to me, these look pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, they're all continuous. And
it's not like...
Right.
I want to stop focusing on development. I'm just,
yep.
It's just going to change over time how it works, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't really see any need to change anything, so I'm not going to second one. On the next one, support and promote innovation and collaboration with our network and other school districts and with our own community. No, I mean, I think that's number one is kind of a no-brainer that we would do that, and number two, we're cutting this off.
Okay,
taking that out.
Yep.
Okay, number two's out.
Yep. Moving on to goal two. Monitor the district's comprehensive plan.
Okay, so now on financial stability.
Right. I think that we're on target for one and two.
I think you can take three
and I
out.
Think three, I think I know that we did that because mm-hmm. You know, we had some good conversations about that. So that one is completed and I don't know that really anything would need to replace that other because the other things, the number one and two pretty much cover the rest of the financial area.
So that's completed.
Okay. Yeah.
Number two ensures that we stick with number three. So, yeah.
Right, and I think that's kind of covered over study the five-year forecast, PI forecast, and bond forecast, including the assumptions made by the treasurer.
And maybe you could put something in there, the five-year forecast, PI forecast, bond forecast, and long-term maintenance plan, including the assumptions made, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So we could actually take that, because that's
or maybe
that's
include
gonna
be that,
continuous.
The PI forecast, including, which
really
does include,
the
yeah.
Plan is
okay.
The PI,
okay. Okay, so we don't need to put anything up there.
Okay. Okay. Communicate
now
at goal two, objective B.
Okay.
Communicate the overall financial status of the district. Finance committee is meeting on an as-needed basis.
It seems like one of our action steps here is kind of what Todd's been doing this year, like formulating these letters that help people lobby the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been focusing mainly on this TPP thing that, and then
right.
How to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be an action step for us, too, is not just to communicate to district staff and community, but to
mm-hmm.
the legislature. And
sure. So maybe add a number three in there to, support or something about legislative issues that impact
mm-hmm.
our financial... Impact the finances of the district.
Right.
Or
it's almost like that's the biggest thing about financial stability. At least that's
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what I'm hearing from you, Todd, is that mm-hmm. that is like, if we can get that replaced, things look pretty good.
That's the big one.
If not,
mm-hmm.
it could be shaky.
So communicate financial stability
issues
or to the community?
Well, this is more to the legislature.
And to the
legislature.
Okay.
Communicate / lobby. Okay. Okay. I think about some wording on that. Okay. Any other comments on that one? Goal three, objective A.
I think that's right on track. And that's always going to be continuous, and everything's training, everything's there. I'm going to have stuff, too, for the board meeting. I just went to a meeting this morning with the Youth Coalition and some other people, and brought some people in on prescription drugs and the marijuana thing, everything that's happening right now. So I'm having Holly do that, and we can have some things there for people to pick up at the board meeting.
Great.
So.
Okay. Good. All right. Next one. 3B, stay current with safety trends.
Well, what is the marijuana thing? What do you mean by that?
They're trying to legalize it.
Oh, about them trying to legalize it. And,
in Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
So you haven't seen the Yahoos up
there? Yeah, you haven't seen them uptown?
The corner.
On the corner.
I know. Holding their signs.
That's a good promotion for
it. I missed that.
Yeah.
So what is the... This may be too big a question for right here, but it has been on my mind. Like what is the school district's position, if any, on marijuana as a safety issue or legalizing marijuana as a safety issue?
I don't think anyone wants it legalized.
Some of the literature I read that Holly had sent actually allows for employees to use at work.
Because all they have to say is, I'm using it medically.
So I think there's certainly some implications on that side. While we can govern our own policies around student use, certainly the employee use is an interesting thing that I had not been aware of until she sent her last update.
So I'll be bringing those. I'll be bringing those sheets and to show all the implications of this if it gets legalized as a medical.
Yeah, we've gone to a smoke-free campus. You know, how does...
Well, here's the other, they make it into brownies. They put the THC into food and beverages. It is now made into beverages and food and everything. So cake pops.
Right. The fact that you pointed at that particular beverage, is that an indication?
No, sir. No.
Let it be noted.
But don't try to touch it. there is like even no amount. So if it goes into they pass it as a medical, there is no prescription for marijuana. Okay, so you can have all these shots. So you go in and you pick out what level you want, what grade you want, all this and that. And there's absolutely no prescription or an amount. Mm-hmm. So it's free for all. It's just a free for all. That's all.
Well, what about OSBA? Are they taking a stand on this? You know,
I don't know that. I haven't read much on them having anything on it.
I haven't seen anything on that either. I think that will be probably after
the fact.
Yeah, would be my sense.
Well, that could be one of this one says stay current with safety trends. So that could be one that's that could be an issue this next few years, right, Amy?
And I think
it'll
that's
be an
like,
issue this year.
This year.
Yeah. I mean, having Amy so actively involved, and that's her background, I think we're definitely going to cover that.
We're finding out that kids are saying that they're using cough syrup now. Kids are now putting the cough syrup with codeine and stuff like that. So they're just drinking it.
Well, there's alcohol in it, too, isn't there?
Right. So that was one thing that Holly and I were talking about today, because we were talking about there was a couple overdoses with heroin, but they weren't kids. But the kids are overdosing on Tylenol, over-the-counter stuff, and in the cough syrups.
Tylenol? Like Tylenol cold medicine?
Yeah, you got acetaminophen and all that kind of stuff in there that kind of gives them that little bit of if they're overusing it. And that's what we lost that one girl on in school. So, and then, they just get a couple pills here and there, they say, from their parent or grandparents or whatever other medicine cabinet.
Is there anything else besides drug issues? Like, I see on here that we've got bullying, or I don't know. We talked about the gun
like
violence
the
issue a little bit last year. Is that not really on?
Yeah, I
think one of the issues that's before the state legislature is the barricades on doors.
Right.
Because there are issues if you have an intruder in the building, being able to block the door to keep the intruder out is one side of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
If the barricades put in place to keep teachers, to keep the administration out, you know, the danger could reside on the other side of the door. And I think that's really the, you know, the struggle. If there is a struggle, I think that's really where the legislators trying to figure something out. And I think most of the legislation that's been proposed in that area is permissive in that they kind of pass the decision down to local school boards to make a decision. What is it that you want to do rather than try to set a
I love what we've done so far, like with the Allison training and stuff. I think that's huge.
I think that's another area with our the building notes. We, every month we do get updates from every building of where they are with their safety plans. And so I think that's, you know, as a school board member, I appreciate reading those and seeing, okay, they've done all of their drills. And we have great relationships with our police and sheriff departments and fire station, you know. So I think that, you know, just having that requirement in the building notes is a good way for us as a board to make sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to do and that we're staying current with things.
Okay.
3C, support the use of the districts and communities resources in order to provide the best services for our students. We'll support existing partnerships, support encourage additional partnerships. First idea of shared services, you know. So I mean, I think these are all ongoing. I mean, I think they remain continuous. And again, just kind of as we have the presentations from the buildings, we hear some of the things that they're working on. And again, I think it's important to remind ourselves, too, as we're out there in the community, if you're in a meeting or something and you hear something that you think might be a nice fit for our students or our staff, whatever, that, you know, you contact either let Diane know or say something to a principal and copy Diane, whatever, you know, if you think there's some opportunities for partnerships.
Does that whole thing about the buses and the footbridge go under this safety? I mean, this is a real question. I know there's only a couple families left that are still really bothered about it, or maybe there's a lot that aren't talking about it. But I've been a little confused, honestly, about whether it's truly a safety issue or if it's more that it's just a change that some people don't like.
Well,
is it a safety issue, or should we approach it as a safety issue? I don't even know for sure that taking the bus is safer than walking. I'm not even convinced of that myself.
Right.
But anyway.
I think that's what we're trying to address to, whether that's the city with the cameras, whether that's the, I was just talking with Diane about the path over that goes from the path over to the high school. I think those are all things that we are addressing to. I guess in most cases I see it as a, and I don't want to depersonalize this, as an inconvenience to the family. And they're reacting. I mean, the anger that I saw from that gentleman at the board meeting to me tells me that it's a personalized issue on him, and probably a major inconvenience. She doesn't drive. If she drove, probably less of an issue. She's a sophomore.
She'll be
a sophomore. So she's 14 or 15 years old. So I think that's.
Well, what they're not looking at.
It seems to me that most families are able to find ways that they're comfortable with to be able to get to school.
Right.
And again, I speak of everything that is south.
Right.
Of Maple Street.
Right, exactly.
Which is not being addressed to at all.
Right.
And that's where I see it.
And they are in more of a danger situation than the ones crossing the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, you've got children out there that are 8, 9 years old crossing streets, you know, mm-hmm. with a lot of traffic and everything else. So those, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of agree with that. I think this is just, you're not listening to me and you're not giving me the answer I want. And it's a change, because if their children had to do what these children in the south end of the thing had to do, you know, that walk to the great schools, crossing roads and everything else, what kind of fit would they be throwing them?
I mean, these kids are going across the park and...
Yeah.
And I mean, taking... Yeah, I mean, it's just... Right. They're putting a lot of steps on.
Right.
And again, I don't see any problems with them. Mm-hmm. You know, they seem to accept that very, very nicely.
Right.
And as a safety issue... Well, I, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's still a question in my mind.
I think
there's something, it's actually healthy to walk. Let's just be honest here.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And people do have accidents on buses. I'm sorry. It's happened. I know, I remember a kindergartner getting killed, mm-hmm. being dragged by a school bus. So it's not clear to me that it's safer to take the bus. But I'm wondering if it is, at some level, a safety issue, or if it's mm-hmm. just really all about convenience. Mm-hmm. And that some families would like to have the opportunity to take the bus no matter how far they are. But either way, you know, the objective here is support the use of our districts and communities' resources in mm-hmm. order to provide the best services for our students and families.
Right.
So I guess the question is, should we be looking into whether it's feasible and desirable to bring that circle in closer?
Mm-hmm. Right.
1 mile, zero right. miles, whatever.
But then you have to do it on the other end. You have to do it all
yeah,
over
right.
town.
Yeah, right. As a district, yeah.
We can't just do it.
No, I wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right. You know, so you know, now we're talking about going way above the money that we saved.
I know.
By bringing that back, you know. So, mm-hmm. And again, you know, all the people that have been affected for years of it are not saying anything. It's, mm-hmm. it's just the way... It is the way it is.
I'm not worried about these few families. I'm
right.
talking as a district.
Right.
As
and
a district.
I think that's something that we talked about a little bit, saying, you know, as we move forward and once the budget's done and you know, as we look forward to whenever the next levy is, at that point, do we want to include maybe survey, whatever, and find out, is there support in the community to change that bus route, you know?
Right.
Because it was not a priority in the prior survey. It was
right.
not a
okay.
priority. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be now. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think the important thing to remember is, well, I don't know if it's the important thing, but something to remember as that umbrella is the school district is not required to bus high
right.
school students
Period.
At all by law.
Right.
The law... clearly defines that the K-8 needs are different than high school needs, and the 9-12 or high school needs are a local decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's important to keep that in the back of your mind
right.
as well.
And Brett, I think it is a combination. Now, what's the percentage mm-hmm. of safety versus, you know, change? And I don't know. We could have that discussion. But I think... you know, give it a year to go through a cycle, I really think that's why you don't hear anything in the South yet. Because that's,
mm-hmm.
that is, they've accepted that one way or the other, may not be happy with it, but they've accepted it and they've made arrangements and they're dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question? I mean, just in general, like the whole conversation,
it
as far as
whether it needs to be an action step, and it doesn't sound to me like it needs to be something that, I mean, I like the idea of saying if somebody wants to hold a forum,
mm-hmm.
fine.
Right.
That may be as much as needs to be done right now, because I think
mm-hmm.
you're right, waiting a year is going to
mm-hmm.
show a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, it sounds like this gentleman is not... After a conversation, he appreciates the conversation, but he's still very angry. Typically, people will at least acquiesce to the point where they've had their say.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't appear that this gentleman's going to do that. So I just question on how much time you
right.
you spend
mm-hmm.
on this person. I mean, I just I'm not sure it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I try to look at it from the standpoint that the city decided to build a bridge, and that has created a number of new situations, and it's going to take time to kind of work through and make sure that, you know, the issues that have been created are addressed. And I think listening and trying to understand perspectives is important, but I agree that I think that as people work through things and as I think the city putting cameras on the bridge that are going to be monitored and so forth is a way of trying to address one of those new concerns. And hopefully that will help to alleviate some concerns about safety.
Mm-hmm. I thought somebody would jump out and jump out and get me today. Mm-hmm. I'm driving down through there. Well, Laura, I thought somebody was going to get me.
What?
Okay, let's move on to 4A. Let's see, now we're talking about developing community partnerships. So our objective A is to represent our district as supporters of public education. So let's see, maintain good public relations by attending events, speaking at city council meetings, writing op-ed pieces, etc. I would say we have not really, I mean, I know we attend events. I don't know that we've gone overboard in the other areas. And I don't know if that's realistic, you know. I mean, I guess when you look back at that, is that something that we need to do, that we ought to do, or do we feel like our message is getting out there with the people that are leading our district?
And she does enough of that, that she's everywhere talking, so.
Yeah, I think we need to do it. I mean, you don't want to say this is enough. It is a continuous thing, and
right.
as much as we can develop those relationships, we need to continue to do it. But it needs to be done within a framework that's not killing people. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if we have the opportunity, then sure, let's go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. So if the opportunity presents itself. Okay. Sorry, I'm just jotting that down. Next one is support and encourage partnerships. And again, I think, you know, I think we talked about this a little bit earlier, so keep that in there.
Yep.
Continuous. And then the next one, goal 4, focus on communication. So, okay, let's talk about our building liaison program. Do people like it? Did you not like it?
I can't do it.
Right.
You know, I don't mind going there and saying, you know, like one time in the year and saying if you need anything, you know, here's my personal phone number. You can call me if you have any concerns or you want me to take something to the board. You know, but working full time, I just can't, you know.
Which buildings did you have?
I had Mill Valley and Bunsold.
I could take either of those. I liked the program. It gave me a nudge to get out there, and I felt like the principals appreciated it.
I think if you don't get too much in there.
I only went once, but but they all invited me to come back another time during the year. So,
right.
And I was going to bring up Mill Valley anyway because I live across the street from Mill Valley, and I talked to Amy after you did some reading over at Edgewood, and I went over there once and it was a good experience. And I said, "Do you want me to come and read once in a while?" She said, "Oh, that'd be great."
Yeah.
So if I took Mill Valley,
right.
It would be easy for me.
Okay. Yeah, I can't commit to that.
Right.
I just, you know, I don't feel like I can do whatever it is that you want to accomplish there because sometimes if I set it up, I may have to cancel.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So depending on what happens.
But I don't want to presume that you guys liked it. I just said I found it helpful.
Well, the question I asked Diane is that. Does that cause an undue stress in the? And I could see initially if it's not been practiced before that they're you know why are they here? But if, again we're there and we're you're still developing the relationships and then you're not passing judgment or making other comments. I mean,
right.
I don't know how it can't be a positive.
okay.
situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you agree with that, or?
I think first there was a little concern mm-hmm. that I sent a couple of reminders about mm-hmm. you know keep the conversation
yes.
conversation
right.
casual, blah mm-hmm. blah. But I do think that they appreciate the fact that there's an interest in what's happening in their building.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a big positive. So, and it doesn't mean you have to go, you know,
right.
every month. I would just say, you know, a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And especially to events, they like a couple of you
yes.
went to different concerts and things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think they appreciated that just as much as going through during the daytime.
I get to lots of events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that's
good.
Yeah.
I get to lots of events, and so
right.
I'll speak to them then. And
yeah.
Right.
Hi, how
and
you doing?
Good.
I speak with the teachers. But
yeah.
I can do that in that time because those are usually in the evening, unless
right.
they're the special little
sure.
events, you know.
Right.
But I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I really do. I
yeah.
think that.
And the going in and reading. I mean, that's. I think that's mm-hmm. a fun thing to do, too.
True.
You know, you get to.
I always learn a lot reading,
mm-hmm.
like, a book that's assigned to fourth or fifth graders.
I know. I learned about the history of skateboarding. That's right. I'll never forget.
I was able to meet with maintenance and receiving center once,
mm-hmm.
and then just scheduling became difficult later on because
mm-hmm.
They're incredibly busy.
Yeah.
And I know that I had an opportunity to go up Raymond a couple of times. I went one time at lunch and just sat in
mm-hmm.
where the teachers are having lunch and
mm-hmm.
you know how you doing, how things going.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the spring and they had just finished up the testing, so I asked, you know, what was your experience with testing this year?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's, you know, very much on your mind. And looking forward to next year, what do you think? You know,
mm-hmm.
what sort of... And so we had some good conversation about mm-hmm. those kinds of things without hopefully getting too... too involved in what was going on, but just
mm-hmm.
trying to get a sense from the teachers
mm-hmm.
what their experiences were. And I found that they were very, very open and very forthcoming about
mm-hmm.
what they saw was good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that was helpful to me.
Well, they're just like a parent.
Yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
question you ask is, you know, what exciting things are happening in your classroom? And
just
come back.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna tell you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so I mean
right.
they want to tell you what's going on in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if I had a chance to go and get the scissors and go and open the
milk carton?
The milk cartons, but more importantly
ranch.
The ranch dressing.
In my short career at Northwood as the principal, I experienced the same thing that same day.
Well, up at Raymond, the kids sent letters to whoever makes the stuff and packaging.
Oh, yes.
That their packaging was lousy, that it couldn't
good
open
for them.
It.
All for
oh,
them.
Oh, my gosh. I love
and
it.
They got a very nice
good. I love it.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
You know, that they were looking at some different ideas
right.
about how to make it easier.
See, these are things you don't know unless
I know.
You visit.
I know, yeah. And I think those are nice things
that
board members can share.
You know, like for AB
yeah.
in particular,
yes.
that's okay. I mean,
exactly.
It's okay. And maybe you want to rotate the building she has in
mm-hmm.
another, you know,
right.
to someone else. But I
right.
think that's an okay thing to happen.
Yeah.
I
mean, and the fact that you're going to all those events anyways, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like you're not
right. I go to sports
all.
Events.
Yeah.
I go
yeah.
to the choir events,
right.
that kind of stuff.
It's just during the day, your
right.
job really does not give you the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
fine. So, I mean, well, I guess if everyone's okay, we'll just continue with this and kind of realign and
yeah.
let people decide.
And then if I can stop out, fine.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
like I can go.
Always,
I can just stop
right.
out to anywhere if I can, and then I
yeah.
can call you and let you know, hey, I did stop out and say hi.
Right.
You
because
know?
Yeah, I mean,
right.
I made this, I still wanted to get to every building. I had
right.
my two liaison buildings, but I wanted to get to every building
uh-huh.
at least once.
Right.
Okay.
And
you
know,
and then
it's
it feels
fine
like I'm not
here.
Under pressure where I
yeah.
feel like I'm letting them down.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me ask about number two then. If,
uh-huh.
if we resolve number one.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any area that we're kind of completely missing? Like, it sounds like the people who are running these things do appreciate when somebody from the school board shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't expect it, but it does mm-hmm. sound like it's appreciated. And mm-hmm. maybe we could be a little self-conscious about trying not to drop some
right.
area entirely.
More intentional.
I don't even know what that would be. Like, if I'm just left to my own devices, you know, I'm never going to go to like a cross country meet, for instance,
right.
or.
It's so exciting to watch.
You know, but it's not really fair. Do you see my point?
No,
right, right. I know. Or like a swim meet, or like gymnastics meets. I wanted to
I'd rather
get
go to a swim. Well, yeah. Let's not get into all that.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. Right.
But do you see my point?
Yes,
it's a kind
I do
of
see
a general
point.
Question. Do we want
right.
to be a little self-conscious about? Mm-hmm. I mean, you said we should be communicating if we go to an event. So maybe if you know that who's going to what.
Mm-hmm.
We could sort of.
Or it sounds like you know, you would like to be the extracurricular event chairperson.
We could possibly, you know how labor intensive this is, and
yeah.
just create a Google Doc and then you're all shared
yeah.
on that, and
yeah.
you could just go in and put your name by it if you're going to it.
Right.
Maybe that would be enough, and then see over.
You could come in for a little extra help.
And I could do that on the smartphone.
You could do that.
On the yes.
I know that with big print, that's I mean, that's going to yeah. take a while to find all these events.
If we have all these events, no names.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Well,
no, that's,
right, yeah.
Keep
we're
in
never
going to
be able to see, yes, hundreds of events.
No.
I know, but it would
like
help.
Like cross country is a great example.
Right.
You know, they run by and then you're
well,
in.
Well, and wrestling's another one. You know, unless you have a wrestler, you're not going to go sit at wrestling.
I know, my kids wrestle.
And the thing of it is, none of the wrestling coaches are going to interact with you.
Okay?
They're not going to interact. So if you're not there to see someone, do not go to wrestling, okay? Because they could care less whether you're a board member, whether who you are sitting up
they,
there.
They like to see you there at the end.
At the end.
Yeah,
at the end when they're getting, when
right.
they're getting the award. So
right.
if you're going to do that, just wait right. till
or
the very
just,
end.
Yeah, just go to a dual meet.
Yeah, there you go.
A whole day
there you yeah. go. The dual
we
meet would be good.
Okay.
Let me...
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
That,
how difficult,
I'm
right?
Not really sure,
yeah.
right.
But that would be an easy way, and then you don't have to try to.
Right,
exactly. Poor Brian would stick him on a wrestling thing. He'll be there for
I'm not
10 hours.
No, it's you know when we ran for school board, there were certain things that were not included. You know, my kids wrestled; they're done.
Yes, exactly.
So
okay.
if we had that document, I would make use of it, and I would learn from that. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And I don't even know all the extracurriculars that are going on in the
right.
district. It would be useful.
There's numerous. It would
be very useful.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be busy.
I mean, it's,
you could be at five different events every day of the week
yes.
for the whole school year.
It
yeah.
is.
Well, that's what I try to do. I try to be strategic.
Yeah.
So when
yes.
a bunch of things are home, then
yes.
I plan that night, and I hit three things. Mm. Like, you can really
right.
do that
event
in
hop.
The fall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So
right.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be strategic.
Okay, I like that though. I mean, that's a good suggestion. So
I just have to see if we can create that Google Doc.
Right.
If not, we'll come up with
okay
something.
Yeah. Okay.
Like golf, I'll be doing golf this fall
right.
with Maddie.
That's great.
So I can cover golf.
Yeah.
With Litzel and Bill Romine.
Let's see. And we work with the number four, maintain and update the board website. We did, I did do some, I mean, you guys all
yes.
provided your stuff and we changed the little blurb at the beginning. And so
yep.
that is something we'll continue to, I think I printed off a copy, but I think until like next fall or something, we won't do anything about updating.
Okay.
So, let's go back to one, Sue. Do you want
yes.
to take out that date?
Yes.
There's no completion date.
Right, and we'll just say, we'll say continuous
yes.
or... Yeah. Okay. Sure. And then,
because
if you want to change it next year, we can. Yeah.
You know, everybody's changed
it up
and maybe
yeah.
wants to.
Yep. Okay. That's it for this.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Next item. Okay. Next thing that I want to talk about was the review process for Diana Todd. Next month we will be doing their end of year review.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other copies that you have in there are Diane's goals and objectives,
okay.
her mid-year response, and then her mid-year review by us, and then the same thing for Todd, his goals, his response, his reflections, and then his review. So the one thing that changed a little bit this last time is that Diane had, she has her goals and objectives, but then I think kind of, and I don't know if you want to talk, if you want to speak to this or not, but okay, go ahead. I'll let you explain.
So yeah. One of my goals is to see the strategic plan through, right, mm-hmm. provide leadership. So as I started to do that, all of my other goals also fell under the strategic plan, which they probably should, right? But mm-hmm. at the time, so I really wrote it from the angle of the strategic plan as opposed to goal one, goal two, goal three. Mm-hmm. So if you prefer me to write it as goal one, goal two, goal three, I'm happy to do it that way. I just really drove it from the strategic plan, which encompassed goal one, goal two. Does that make sense? Goal
yeah.
three.
Yeah. yeah. And if everybody's okay with that, then that's fine.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
wanted
just
to. I just wanted to.
It
yeah.
Price.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good. So, I'll probably. I don't know. Are you guys okay with the format? Well, so yes, and,
yeah.
and that way, because what I sent out was based on her objectives, you know. So,
right.
which you can
you
see,
still
and
do
I
that?
Don't mind trying to. When
right.
I go through, what I'll try to do is maybe reference
objective one or yes,
but it's pretty
kind
clear.
Of okay,
academic achievement and
right.
okay,
safety. All of those overlap in each area.
Okay, so then I'll be sending out the same format and. I'll either put a couple extra lines on there or just send out the format and you can make your own comments or bring your comments with you and then we'll discuss them. We'll do executive most likely before the meeting in July.
Okay.
We'll do what?
Probably do an executive session early in July to do Diane's and Todd's review. You two are babbling down there a little
I'm
bit
sorry.
Now. An executive session in July. Early before our meeting to do the reviews. So it'll probably be a 5 o'clock, do a 45-50 minutes for each one, and give ourselves a 15-minute break to refresh ourselves before the meeting starts. Okay? And so Diane and Todd will be providing us their reviews maybe, what would you say, like the beginning of July? Does that sound, or middle, when's our meeting? Yeah, let me look at my calendar here.
So didn't they just provide 16th? Us
this? Is our board meeting?
Yeah, 16th is our board meeting, so your reflection may be the week before. Is that more realistic?
We're both on vacation that last week of June, first week of July.
Okay, yeah,
so
through the 4th, so you'll be coming back like
I mean,
on the 6th.
Mine's just about done, to be honest, but...
Right, okay. So have by the 10th, by the 10th of July?
Yep.
Okay.
In the past, I've sent it with my update.
Okay, right.
Whatever that update is.
Okay. And I'll get something out to the board. I'll probably do it sooner rather than later just so I've got it out to you guys and then, you know, just spend some time thinking about those things. You mentioned there. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about was whether or not we wanted to nominate somebody for the Exemplary Employee Award and Friend of Public Education Award. We did that last year. Remember, it was Joanne Morbitzer
yeah.
and Bruce Daniels. And then they get recognized, if they do get selected, then they would be recognized at our regions, at the Central Region Awards ceremony, which is going to be held on September 30th, and I'm sorry to say that again is the night of our foundation celebration, Union County Foundation celebration, so I cannot attend the event. But
yeah.
I thought it was kind of a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I guess my qualification would be, do we have somebody that,
yes.
I would not want to do it just to
exactly.
do it. If we
right.
have some people that are
right.
fall into those categories,
right.
then mm-hmm. I certainly think we need to take opportunity
right.
for that.
I think in terms of school employee. I have for years been impressed with Jeff Wardo
mm-hmm.
and how so many things which used to be contracted out now in terms of heating and cooling and all that kind of stuff now done in-house, which is a tremendous savings to the district.
And I'll throw out Chris Dice. I thought about Chris Dice mm-hmm. because this year with our testing, I cannot tell you how many times, every time I went into a building, people were saying what a great job Chris has done getting things prepared for testing and things like that. And the other name that I had thought of was Laura. What's her last name?
Mickens,
yeah. Todd's assistant. Now, she hasn't been here real long, but I think she's made a real impact in our district. So those are, I've got two names.
So,
but I appreciate your, I mean, I hear your comment too. I mean, if we don't have a strong consensus, yeah, then yeah.
And I don't know, is that what you're asking for now?
Well, I mean, because I should have said these are due by June 30th.
That's probably what it is.
Yes. So if, and now last year they did extend it because I think that not a lot of people must turn these in, you know, and so they want to have some nominations, but you know, if we're thinking about doing it, then we might as well get something in by the deadline.
How many can be nominated?
I think just one.
Just one. Okay.
Yeah.
Certainly, I think Jeff has done a lot around cost savings for the district with some of the. We just had a big savings with some of the changes in lighting that have been made and monitoring that. I also think Chris has done a pretty amazing job with technology and initiative to go blended and one-to-one into next year without increasing budget. That's pretty hard to maneuver, and I think the other piece that he adds is the amount of PD he's doing with staff to really make it pretty easy for them to. They're doing a series of lunch and learns at the board office as well as other places, so I think Chris, really his whole team, has been significant in that. And certainly Laura has done some great things in the short time. Kind of efficiency pieces is mostly my experience.
And I think one of the biggest impacts is just the, I guess just the level that secretaries and principals are involved in their own budgets.
Right.
Has really changed because now they're able to access things more and be more involved as opposed to just maybe asking questions that are just really at the top, at the surface. They're really kind of starting to dig in and really realize, you know, how things work.
How many is on Chris Dyson's staff, or what's he at?
His entire team is, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Is his success in a large part because of his team? Is it his leadership that does it?
That's my opinion, but he certainly has a fine group of people putting it together. But it's definitely his leadership and vision for cost savings. Switching to Gmail, for example, is going to be a significant savings for the district and things of that nature.
Just to throw another name out, what about the transportation director, Ron?
Well, that name didn't come out, but he's resigned.
When did that happen?
I sent you an email.
I missed it.
A while ago.
You really got to keep up with email around here.
It's June 19th. It's the day.
Yeah, but he's really on vacation.
Oh, he's on vacation now, yeah.
So his last day was really like last.
I know. Because, we had talked about him, too.
That makes it easy to take his name off.
Right.
But it certainly has had a huge impact.
For me, Chris, but that's only because I don't know as much about what Laura and Jeff have been doing. But I certainly would support Chris as a nominee from what I've seen.
My own relation to Laura, and I don't know her, is that we're looking at somebody very, very young to the district.
Right.
That would be the only thing that I guess right now, we would hold on to that in another year or two. That would be probably something that we can retrospect.
Yeah.
I think you definitely can't go wrong with Chris. I mean, he's done a lot in the time he's been here. He has a relatively short time as well, but he's really
made a big impact.
How long has he been here?
2 years? Two years?
Yeah.
Three.
Wow. I know.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Well,
what can we, how can we expedite
you?
Well,
somebody
okay.
At the table? Or how do you do that here? Or do you have to do that?
I can go. We got the forms when we went to the OSBA leadership.
Right. Is there any, is it going to change the conversation?
Okay.
Is there anybody outside?
That's what I was just going to ask, too.
I mean, my recommendation for the friend would probably be Scott McLemore from Honda.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's mm-hmm. been big for us, promoted us within Honda, the mm-hmm. things that are happening in our district. Mm-hmm.
Well, where does he live?
Did they
I guess that doesn't, yeah, I guess, no, because Bruce didn't live here either.
Yeah.
In
the Columbus area.
Okay.
I was wondering too. I thought we need to have an outside person of all the stuff that's being done at this with the.
Well, that sounds like a consensus.
Yeah, I think he's. Hey, there's all we get a lot of help from a lot of people, and I know other school districts do also.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with the things that have gone on over the last couple of years, he's mm-hmm. probably as much as Bruce has been instrumental in moving mm-hmm. things forward and helping create a vision for
I just think he's so sincerely excited about what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what comes across whenever I've talked to him.
Well, I hear a majority of Ellen and Chris, unless you're going to vote on things.
Yeah. Is he okay Chris with that? Chris? Okay, so Chris and Scott. So I'll just, if anybody wants to provide a comment or two about either of them, just email them to me, because I think the forms usually, you know, you have to do like a little letter or something. It was the one pager. It's not anything real big. You can send me some information about things that Chris has done and Scott, obviously. So, okay. Well, good. We'll do that then. Then I think we need a motion to go into executive session for ORC 121-22G number 1. We had a motion by, who was it? Who won? Mrs. Powers, a second by Mr. Pleasant. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Okay, we are in executive session at 6.